This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Bastra. I welcome Lorenzo Fiore, my colleague who helps me understand Italy in this time of transition from summer to fall. And there's a word for it that we'll get to soon enough. I'm learning Italian word by word, thanks to Lorenzo. We begin, however, with spectacular geopolitical news. Giorgia Meloni, the firebrand Rome origin prime minister of Italy, in her job longer than I think expectations of any prime minister since the Second War, is now to be invited, is invited, and will attend the signing of the agreement between Israel and Gaza and the region for peace in Gaza Strip. This is a significant event. It's upcoming, but at the same time, there's more. Lorenzo, a very good day to you. Giorgia Meloni is to be involved in the signing, but she is already participating by order of her legislature and her executive. You tell me that the Italian police are already in the region helping. How are they doing that? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John, and good evening to the radio listener. Yes, the policemen, our carabinieri, which is the military police, one of the four armed forces of Italy, are already in Rafah. I think they are doing some training to local police in order to prepare them for the reopening of the Gaza border, of the Rafah border, to allow the inbound and outbound from the Gaza Strip. I think this is an important achievement. That means that Italy is a part of whatever is around the agreement of peace, and that's why our foreign minister confirmed this morning that Giorgia Meloni has been invited by Egypt to attend the ceremony of the signature. And this is an important achievement, in my opinion. This is, again, another sign that Italy right now is playing a sort of reference role worldwide in terms of diplomatic activities. Mr. Tajani said that we were involved in supporting all the negotiations that were around, let's say, the achievement of the peace agreement. So, as Italian, I'm proud that we are contributing to something that is a positive.
The prime minister is very popular, I understand, but there's more to this. This is a regional-wide politics. I witnessed a speech that the prime minister made recently in Italian. I did the best I could to translate. There was a translation running. And the prime minister was speaking of the refugees, the migrants who come to Italy and other parts of Europe seeking a better life. And she was chastising the French in particular, Mr. Macron in particular, for not doing more for Africa to keep the people at home where they can have a better life than taking the risk of the Mediterranean and unknown cities and unknown languages. And it was a very effective remarks by the prime minister. It had not occurred to me that she was that out front. Is there a contest, tension, unhappiness, friction between the prime minister and the president of France? Do they not get along?
I can tell you that there is always a friction between Italy and France at any level. Even when I was working in aerospace and defense, talking about doing business together, there was always something to discuss with the French. Don't forget that the French are the most proud people of Europe. They believe that they are the best in anything. So they don't like to give up to any role. They want to maintain a sort of control. So there is a friction between the politics here in Italy and the politics in France. In my opinion, right now, we should smile as they were used to smile with us when we were in difficult and critical situation, looking to what is happening in France with Macron having a prime minister that in the less than 24 hours had to resign from the role. We don't know what will happen there. And in my opinion, that now Mr. Macron has a lot of things to do in his country and very likely has no other time to do something, as Giorgia Meloni was rightly inviting him to do, particularly with migration, because we have a different view on that.
Right. Now, you do have news that's less than happy about your production level. What can you tell me?
Well, in very few words, using the numbers that normally speaks more than any words that I can use, there is again a fall of production here in Italy. After 2 months where the production was rising again. What I can tell you to do a comparison that the production index today is below the production index of mid-2021 when we were getting out from the COVID-19 crisis. That means that we are producing less than when we were out getting out from a very, very difficult and critical situation. This is not good. Why? You ask me the reason. I think there are two reasons. One is an internal demand that is not taking off. Second, we have a cost of energy here in Italy, which is the highest cost of energy across all Europe. And this, of course, discourages investment and very likely reduce also consumption. So we need to rebalance. I don't know what will happen in terms of managing the cost, the price of energy here in Italy. We have many dealers, but the price of energy remains high.
And good news. You tell me that Mr. Trump has indicated he will restore Columbus Day. Columbus, I think you've heard of him. He's tends to be unidentified as with Spain for sailing for the New World, but he's a Genoese, and you're in Genoa today. Is that correct?
Correct, correct. And let me tell you, to be a bit French in this way, that we are very proud that Mr. Trump restored the Columbus Day simply because you are there. But why you are there? Simply because a man from Italy, Colombo, decided to take his ship and discover a new world. That's why you are there. Yes. So thanks to an Italian Genoese sailor.
We move from Genoese sailors celebrating October Day especially, to just a note about your life. You followed the team AC Milan, your football team. I learned today that the owner of AC Milan is an American citizen, Cardinale, who's going to be given honorary Italian citizenship. I think that's wonderful. Is he well-liked everywhere or just in Milan?
Well, Mr. Cardinale got the Italian citizenship. Very likely, this decision by the cabinet of our government is because he did a very strong push to initiatives that are around solidarity and social inclusion, using the sport, promoting activities that are devoted particularly to fragile people, also fragile in terms of condition, maybe young people that are in prison and they could be marginalized. These are the reasons why Cardinale got the Italian citizenship. And I'm proud because Cardinale is the owner of my team.
And finally, less than a minute, what is Ottobrata?
Ottobrata means that we are facing a very nice October, warm temperature, calm of wind. So people are still enjoying on the seaside, still enjoying a lot of walks in the wood of our forests that are changing color. There was an article on Times about a famous railway that connected a town in Switzerland and a town in Italy, but all the railway track is in the territory of Italy, which is called 100 Valleys. Just looking the yellow, the red, and all the other green color of our fantastic landscape in the countryside.
Ottobrata, I think in America we call it Indian summer. It's warm days to enjoy what's remaining of summer. Lorenzo Fiore, in Genoa, the home of a man named Columbus. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.